Hey everybody, Matthew Larry here. I want to take a second to welcome you to Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been talking about pleasing the Lord. And friend, it should be the aim, the mark, and the goal of every believer to live their life in such a way that they are pleasing the Lord. Now, you can please other people, you can please your flesh, but that's not our goal. That's not our aim. That's not the mark we're trying to hit. Our aim and our goal and the mark we're trying to hit is we want to live our lives in a way that pleases the Lord. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 says this, "We are constantly ambitious and strive earnestly to be pleasing to Him." Easy to Read says, our only goal is to always please the Lord. Come on, not our flesh, not other people, but the Lord. Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. We want our ways to please the Lord. I'm going to say it again, not our flesh, not other people, but the Lord. 1 John 3:22 says, we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And so we want God to be pleased with what we do. And this is the testimony that Enoch had. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, it says he had this testimony that he pleased God. And come on, friend, don't you want that same testimony? That at the end of your life, your testimony is, he pleased the Lord. Now, if you want Enoch's testimony, and if you want to please God, then your flesh will have to not be pleased. Your flesh will have to suffer not getting its way. I need to say that to you again. To please God, your flesh will have to not be pleased, and it will have to suffer not getting its way. Now, I want to read you some scriptures in 1 Peter 4, verse 1 in the Amplified Bible, and it says this, since Christ suffered in the flesh for us, for you, arm yourselves with the same thought and purpose, patiently to suffer rather than fail to please God. For whoever has suffered in the flesh, having the mind of Christ, is done with intentional sin, has stopped pleasing himself and the world, and pleases God, so that he can no longer spend the rest of his natural life living by his human appetites and desires, but he lives for what God wills. Now, friend, your flesh and God want different things. You know, Galatians 5:17 in the Amplified Bible says, the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, godless human nature. And so your flesh and the Lord, they want two different things. And if you're going to do what pleases the Lord, then that means you're not doing what's pleasing to your flesh. And so if you want Enoch's testimony and you want to please the Lord, then that means your flesh is not going to be pleased. Your flesh is going to suffer because it's not going to get what it wants. And we need to arm ourselves with the same mindset that Jesus had. And he had that mindset that he would suffer rather than fail to please the Lord. Come on, friend, we need to have that mindset that my flesh will suffer before I fail to please God. Psalm 15:4 talked about swearing to your own hurt and changing not. In other words, I'm not going to say what my flesh wants to say. I'm not going to do what my flesh wants to do. I'm not going to give in. My flesh is going to suffer not getting what it wants because I'm choosing to please God and do what He wants instead. And that's what you have to do if you want to please the Lord. You have to do what's pleasing to Him if you want to please Him. And if you're doing what's pleasing to the flesh, then you're not pleasing Him. And so your flesh will have to suffer not getting what it wants. And this is the suffering that the believer is to endure. You know, we are not to suffer with the curse, with sickness, with disease, with oppression of any kind. That is not God's will for our lives. That kind of suffering is not the will of God for the believer. The suffering that you and I are supposed to partake of is laid out right here in 1 Peter chapter 4. It's talking about suffering, not giving your flesh what it wants because you're choosing to please God instead. And friend, you got to know that about pleasing the Lord. If you want to please the Lord, and if you're going to please the Lord, then your flesh is going to suffer not getting its way. And you just need to settle it in your mind and in your heart. You might need to wake up in the morning and tell your flesh, flesh, you're going to suffer today. You're not going to get what you want. You're not going to get to say what you want to say. You're not going to get to do what you want to do. Come on, why? Because we're going to please God instead. And it might help you to renew your mind every day when you wake up in the morning. Just tell your flesh, flesh, it's going to hurt today. You're not going to get to do what you want. You're not going to get to go where you want to go. You're not going to get to say what you want to say because we're going to please God at your expense. Praise the Lord. And you'll be better off for it. Praise the Lord. And so to please God means that your flesh won't be pleased. Now, we need to have the mindset, friend, that if God's not pleased, then I'm not pleased. Come on, if God's not pleased, I'm not satisfied. I'm not okay with my flesh being pleased, or maybe other people being pleased, and God not being pleased. Come on, say it with me as you're watching the broadcast. If God's not pleased, I'm not pleased. If God's not pleased, I'm not satisfied. You know, fulfillment in life comes from doing what pleases the Lord. I need to say that to you again. Fulfillment in life comes from doing what pleases the Lord. You know, John 4:34, Jesus said this, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me." The word meat there is talking about my fulfillment comes from doing the will of him that sent me. And that word will means the pleasure of him that sent me. And so how do you and I get fulfilled on the inside? How do we live fulfilling lives? How do we get full on the inside? It comes from doing what's pleasing to the Lord. And that's why people that just give in to the flesh and just ignore the Lord and never do what he says and just always do what they want and what the flesh wants, that's why these people are so unsatisfied, because satisfaction doesn't come from feeding your flesh and giving into your flesh and doing everything you want to do. Satisfaction comes from doing what the Father wants you to do and pleasing him. You know, Psalm 40 verse 8 says this, "I delight to do your will, O my God." I want to read that to you again. "I delight to do your will, O my God." What's the psalmist saying? He's saying, it pleases me to do what pleases you. Come on, say that with me, friend. It pleases me to do what pleases you, Lord. That's what pleases me. That's what's fulfilling to me. That's what's satisfying to me. Not giving in to all my carnal desires and to the desires of the flesh. That's not satisfying. That's not fulfilling. That doesn't please me. If God's not pleased, I'm not pleased. If God's not pleased, I'm not satisfied. It pleases me to do what pleases him. And so Jesus said this in John 5, verse 30 in the Amplified Bible. He said, "I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself." And I want you to say that with me, friend, as we're closing the broadcast. I have no desire to do what's pleasing to myself. And let that be your prayer today, friend. I have no desire to do what's pleasing to myself. I want to do what pleases the Lord. It's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, our aim and our goal and our mark is to please the Lord. Number two, to please God, your flesh will not be pleased, and it will have to suffer not getting its way. And then number three, if God is not pleased, I'm not satisfied. If God's not pleased, I'm not pleased. Why? Because my fulfillment in life comes from pleasing Him. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desire to please You with our lives more and more every day. And Lord, we're asking You to show us anything that we're doing right now that's not pleasing to You. Father, we're asking You to show it to us. We want to fix it. We want to correct it. We want to get it straightened out because it is our heart's desire to please You in all that we do. And we know, Lord, when we are living like that, we are going to be satisfied and fulfilled on the inside. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much again for watching the broadcast this week. And hey, I'm hooked in faith with you, and I'm walking this journey with you to please God more and more every day. So come on, if you make a mistake, if you don't get it just right, let's repent, let's not beat ourselves up, and let's get right back on the track, and let's let our heart cry be, Lord, I want to please You with my life more and more every day. And friend, I believe the Lord will help us to do it. Praise the Lord. Now, hey, don't forget to come back Monday for our next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then.